Genesis chapter 18. And the Lord appeared unto him by the oaks of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and, lo, three men stood by him, and when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself toward the ground, and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in your sight, pass not away, I pray you, from your servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort your hearts, after that you shall pass on, for therefore are you come to your servant. And they said, So do, as you have said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah, and said, Make ready quickly three measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd, and fetched a calf tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hastened to dress it. And he took butter, and milk, and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah your wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto you according to the time of life, and, lo, Sarah your wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I have grown old shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also. And the Lord said unto Abraham, Why did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a certainty bear a child, who am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed I will return unto you, according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, Nay, but you did laugh. And the man rose up from there, and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. And the Lord said, Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grave, I will go down now, and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry, which has come unto me, and if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from there, and went toward Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near, and said, Will you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there be 50 righteous within the city, will you also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are there? That be far from you to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from you, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, who am but dust and ashes. Suppose there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous, will you destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, If I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. And he spoke unto him yet again, and said, Suppose there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, O let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak, suppose there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it, if I find 30 there. And he said, Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, suppose there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, O let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once, suppose 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for tents' sake. And the Lord went his way, as soon as he had left speaking with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place.